Investment Flash.
Oil up 92% year to date. Crypto just had its worst week since FTX, and now the ECB is stepping up to hike. If you're not watching the Iran war's ripple effects, buddy, you're missing the whole picture.
It's Sunday, June 7th, 2026, the weekend edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. We're looking at a week where one conflict rewired nearly every asset class.
Right out the gate, Bloomberg reports Asia to U.S. container rates spiked 109% since the Iran war started. That's fuel costs, port congestion, peak season, all hitting at once.
Right. And if you're a spot exposed shipper like Zim, that's a direct tailwind. Forward PE of 6.9, Tom. That's your kind of value, no?
Buddy, I'm almost offended you think I'd notice a single-digit multiple. But yeah, Zim's sitting pretty while container rates double. The thing is, Frontline and the tanker crowd, FT says they're bracing for a crash if the strait reopens. I mean, they're up 71% year-to-date, but that oversupply risk is real.
No, but that's exactly my point. The oil play isn't one-sided. USO's still up 92% year-to-date. But Gerald, you read the FT piece. Tanker owners plowed windfalls into new ships. If Hormuz reopens, it's a supply glut.
Honestly, it's a classic cycle. Record profits, everyone builds more capacity, then rates fall. I'd be fading that rally. Sell Frontline, maybe take profits on USO.
See, I'm with you on selling the tankers, but USO? Oil's still elevated, and the ECB is about to hike because of it. That's demand pull inflation, not just supply shock.
Wait a second. The ECB hike is our next signal. Bloomberg says they're stepping up as the lead hawk in the G7. Iran war inflation forcing their hand. That pushes up the euro and pressures long-duration bonds.
TLT is already at a 52-week low, 8% off its high. The short rates trade is crowded. Buying euro-dollar makes sense. Rate differentials should lift it. But shorting TLT here? I don't know, mate. We might be late.
Gerald, TLT is confirming the trend. Higher global rates, starting with the ECB, mean bonds get wrecked. Sell TLT, buy the euro. What's the pushback?
The pushback is that the hike might already be priced. Euro's at 105, and if oil spikes further, it could choke growth and actually send yields down. The macro isn't linear.
Fair, but I'll take the rare consensus. Buy Euro USD, sell TLT. Just don't call it a no-brainer.
All right, shift to crypto. Worst weekly rout since FTX. Bitcoin down 17%, Ether down 22%. CoinDesk says $390 billion wiped out. I know, Gerald smirking.
I'm not smirking. I'm just remembering when Tom said Bitcoin was a flight to safety asset. $7 billion in leveraged longs and liquidated, buddy.
Yeah. In Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, sold Bitcoin for the first time in 4 years. That's the HODL narrative cracking.
Look, the technical damage is severe, but the most original take today from CoinDesk is wild. A Satoshi-era wallet moved coins after being served a lawsuit via OP Return, a $285 billion claim. This could force dormant wallets to surface, disrupting the supply narrative.
No way! They served the wallet itself? That's like suing a ghost. But if it sets a precedent, old coins moving could add sell pressure we haven't modeled.
So selling Bitcoin, Ether, and Strategy is the call. MSTR down 74% from its highs. Honestly, the carnage might not be over.
Hold on. If forced selling flushed $7 billion in longs, we could be near a short-term bottom. But I'm not fading this trend. Sell the proxies.
And it's not just crypto. Credit heavyweights, Double Line, and Oaktree are buying debt that performs well if AI turns to bust. That's a hedge against the CapEx boom. Sell high yield, buy investment grade.
High YNG near its 52-week low, LQD depressed. They're pricing in stress. This connects to our view. The market's not pricing clean reflation. It's pricing stagflationary crack-up, where risk appetite diverges.
For real? AI CapEx is still running hot. But if rates keep rising, those debt loads get heavy. Selling HYG makes sense, but I'd rather buy LQD for the flight to safety.
Alphabet's a perfect example. Berkshire just put $10 billion into it via a private placement at a 5.5% discount. That's a margin of safety. GOLL and Goog down 10% from highs, validated by Able's first big deal.
Berkshire also buying Taylor Morrison outright, home builder with a PE of 11, up 21% year to date. Able's deploying capital, breaking from Buffett's old model. I love it.
Wait, so we're buying Alphabet on the AI CapEx endorsement, but selling high yield on AI credit fears? That's the dispersion trade. The cleanest expression isn't a single ticker.
Exactly. And Italian defense, Leonardo, ticker LDO.MI, is getting a Gulf deal boost per FT. 22% below its 52-week high. That's a geopolitical play on Iran war supply chains, not just tech.
And the tokenized deposit network from JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citi, they're building a digital currency to fight stablecoin drain. That's a structural moat, not a cyclical bet. Buy the banks.
JP Morgan 7% below its high. Bank of America and Citi cheap on price to book. These are defensive growth plays. All right, so we've got plays across war supply chains, rates, crypto unwind, overbought fades, and defensive positioning.
Don't forget the overbought screen. CNBC flags HPE, Fortinet, Host Hotels, Humana, with RSI between 73 and 79. These are mechanical pullbacks waiting to happen.
HPE had that 14% gain, but it's already 23% below its 52-week high. In last session, it dropped 8%. Maybe the reversal started.
Fortinet's only 3% below its high. Humana and Host Hotels, 1%. When RSI is that stretched, I don't need a fundamental reason to sell. These are mechanical pullbacks waiting to happen.
I'm going to push back here. Overbought in a tape that's breaking a 9-week win streak could just be a breather before reacceleration. But I'll concede, selling into strength makes sense here.
Right. But HPE's earnings were strong. The sell might be overdone. Still, for a swing trade, fading the overbought names is the low-hanging fruit.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. We're talking about what the signals are saying, not telling anyone what to do.
Our view today: the Iran war is the source. Container rates, oil, ECB hike, that's the inflation pulse. But crypto crashing and credit managers hedging AI bust shows risk appetite is cracking. It's stagflationary, not reflation.
The bear case is positions are extreme. TLT at lows, short duration crowded, crypto leverage flushed, overbought signals mechanical. If Hormuz reopens or OPEC Plus adds supply, oil and shipping reverse violently.
That's the risk. But what's missing from the press? Emerging market stress. With oil this high and the dollar firming, no one's flagging the next EM crisis. KWEB at 52-week lows, down 26% year-to-date. The real trade is fading EM assets.
So the clean expression, long commodity-linked supply chains with spot exposure, short overbought tech and crypto proxies. And keep an eye on HYG. If it breaks its low, the credit alarm goes off.
But also, watch that Satoshi-era wallet. If old coins move, Bitcoin's supply narrative gets jolted. That's a wild card.
100%.
That's the whole story.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back Monday, London edition, at 7:30 a.m. London time. Have a great rest of the weekend.